Owe the IRS back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, the IRS has green-lighted billions of dollars in tax relief to those facing financial hardship through its tax relief initiatives. If you have a delinquent tax problem and possibly facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, audits, or already in a payment plan, you may now qualify for significant relief. Qualifying and enrolling in this program could stop all collections, settle your tax problem, and may even reduce what you owe by up to 99%. Call the hotline at Tax Help USA to see if you qualify by dialing 800-726-4074. If you or your business owe at least $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS or state, you can now get the help that you need during these hard economic times. Call Tax Help USA to get your free tax assessment to see what you qualify for by dialing 800-726-4074. 800-726-4074. 800-726-4074.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden and congressional leaders meeting behind closed doors on a short-term fix to avoid Friday's partial government shutdown, along with a bipartisan deal on a foreign aid package and border funding. NTSB Chairwoman Jennifer Homedy telling the Senate Commerce Committee today that a shutdown would impact investigations, including the MAX 9 planes grounded after a door plug flew out of an Alaskan Airlines plane mid-flight.
If there is a government shutdown, because the planes are grounded and because we have the information we need, our investigation will entirely pause.
The first shipment of medicine arriving in Gaza for the more than 100 hostages still held by Hamas. That deal brokered by Qatar and France. Next week, Buckingham Palace says King Charles will undergo a procedure to treat an enlarged prostate. Today, Kensington Palace says Prince William's wife, Catherine, is recovering from planned abdominal surgery. This is ABC News. At least 23 people killed in central Thailand following an explosion at a fireworks factory. Police say they are investigating the cause of that blast. There's a new king of the global smartphone market.
Apple has overtaken Samsung as the world's leading seller of smartphones. That's according to new numbers from the International Data Corporation. Samsung had held the top spot since 2010, and C. Scott Brown from Android Authority says Samsung's S-series phones are largely seen as the default iPhone alternative.
Generally, in the market in the United States, if you're not using an Apple phone, you're probably using a Galaxy S phone.
Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
Conservationists in Kenya say they're trying to save critically endangered black rhinos. They want to tranquilize and move 21 animals to new homes. Officials attempted that same thing in 2018, but all 11 of the rhinos involved in that relocation died. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the January winter sale, January 12th through the 22nd, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Believer City Church in Menominee holds weekly community Bible study and discussions in towns throughout our region, and we are now coming to Durand, meeting Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. at Cell Block Bar and Grill. Our gatherings are extremely casual and consist of fellowship and learning from Scripture as well as each other. Whether you belong to a local church or not, you are welcome to come and spend the evening with us. No hooks, no catches. We are a non-denominational evangelical church. You're safe with us.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The worst of the cold is over, and now wind chills will climb to feeling like near zero. With more clouds building in today, it's acting as a blanket, keeping us warmer. This means by tomorrow, we'll feel our actual temperatures. But still, it's sweater weather, and we don't thaw out until next week. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 10 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. After 5 days, power's back on across southeast Wisconsin. We Energies reports it's been fully restored after over a quarter million customers lost power after last weekend's snowstorm and the Arctic cold snap that followed. At the Capitol, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss signaling he's not looking to negotiate with Senate Republicans on medical marijuana.
We have a very detailed bill that I am pretty sure has 50 votes in our caucus to pass. So taking and renegotiating the bill means we probably lose votes in our caucus.
Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux has called a provision for state-run dispensaries a non-starter with his caucus. Music headliners for this summer's Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festivals, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jelly Roll, and Hardy. The celebration July 25th through the 28th. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
Calling all moms. Looking for a great part-time job? Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Cobeson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Cobeson. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Duran Smokehouse ground beef sale going on now through January 18th. $4.59 a pound, packaged in 1, 1.5, or 2 pound tubes. There's a 10 pound minimum on orders. Visit Duran Smokehouse, Highway 85, Duran.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. The Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, Durand. And Provisions Health of Durand, changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more at provisions.health. Still no word on the condition of four people who were hurt in a house fire in the city of Durand early Tuesday morning. Firefighters were called to a home at 602 9th Avenue East at 2:30 Tuesday morning and found smoke coming from the first floor. Two adults and two children were injured in the blaze. Durand Emergency Medical Services requested a helicopter, but it was unable to fly due to the weather, so the victims were taken by ambulance to Advent Health and then to Regents Hospital in St. Paul. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. An Eau Claire man is being held on a $15,000 cash bond after a stabbing Friday. According to authorities, police responded to a home on Boardwalk Circle in Eau Claire and found a man stabbed. Athrell Robbins was arrested and was charged with first-degree recklessly endangering safety with a dangerous weapon. His next court appearance is Tuesday. Chippewa County leaders are inching closer to asking for a pause in refugee resettlement. Chippewa County Commissioners last night gave their first approval to a resolution that would ask the nonprofit group World Relief to not bring 75 refugees to the area this year. No one is just sure when the refugees are coming or where they're coming from, where they will stay, or what they will do once they arrive. The Chippewa County resolution will need one more vote before it's official. A similar resolution in Eau Claire County died because it didn't have enough support. Wisconsin organizations can now apply for up to $85,000 in grant money to go toward preventing sexual violence. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the grant money will come from the Centers for Disease Control and will go to one organization. Grant money is meant to be used to increase community awareness of sexual violence prevention and promote health equity across the state of Wisconsin. Applications are available at www.wisconsin.gov. Voters can begin making their choices in Minnesota's upcoming presidential primaries this week. Early voting for the March 5th primary begins Friday. Voters must choose to vote in a specific party primary to receive a ballot. Prospective voters have until February 13th to register to vote in this year's primary. You're listening to WRDN News.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank. Durant.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Firefighters from Durand, Mondovi, and six other departments responded to a fire at a dairy farm on Highway B north of Mondovi on Tuesday. According to Mondovi Fire, the fire started in the milking parlor. The farm owners were at home at the time of the blaze. All of the cows in the barn were evacuated. No one was hurt in that fire. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. A plea deal has been reached in a fatal crash on the Highway 25 bridge between Nelson and Wabasha. Jacqueline Britt of Elma pleaded no contest to homicide by driving while using a controlled substance. In May of 2022, she was driving over the Highway 25 bridge on the Buffalo County side when she crossed the center line and hit a motorcycle head-on, killing 67-year-old Douglas Hildebrandt from Redwood Falls, Minnesota. Blood tests found methamphetamine in Britt's blood. She will be sentenced April 18th and faces up to 10 years in prison. A Chippewa Falls man has been sentenced to life in prison for killing his girlfriend. Scott Vanagon pleaded no contest to first-degree intentional homicide charges for the murder of Lynn Smith. As part of the plea deal, arson and corpse mutilation charges were dismissed. Prosecutors say firefighters responded to a 911 call reporting Vanagon's home on fire in July of 2022. When they arrived, they found Smith's body, and according to the autopsy, she was dead before the fire started. Vanagon was found and arrested later the same day. He will have the possibility of parole after serving 35 years and will have to pay more than $147,000 in restitution. Chances for medical marijuana are dimming in Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss yesterday said he will not compromise on his plan to sell medical marijuana to sick people in Wisconsin through state-owned dispensaries. Senate Republicans, including the Senate Majority Leader, say the idea of state-owned pot shops is a non-starter with him. Voss says he has enough votes to get the plan through the Assembly and says renegotiating the plan would likely cost it votes. No one is saying how long it will take to clean up after the weekend fire at an agricultural building in southwest Iowa County. Inside FS, which saw its building in Cobb burn to the ground on Sunday, says teams from Iowa County's Emergency Management Services, as well as crews from the state, are working to clean up the site. Firefighters had to back away from the fire Sunday out of fears that pouring water into a chemical fire would make it worse. That prompted a shelter-in-place order that wasn't lifted until Monday. No one was hurt in the fire. Investigators say they're still investigating the cause. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand.
Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Make Valentine's Day brighter for Wisconsin veterans. James Bond, Secretary Designee for the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, says last year's Veterans Valentine's effort was a success.
In total, we received about 24,000 Valentines from individuals and groups. And I got to tell you, a lot of these groups, they got together to work on handcrafted cards. And one of the main highlights was that our WDVA staff were able to hand deliver those Valentines to veterans.
Mail those cards by January 31st to the Department of Veterans Affairs. Attention, Veterans Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison 53707. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnikin.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, I'm just off on the potty. Let's just muscle roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. Our grip is always stocked.
It's our potty wine.
She's
crushing
everything, so my cheeks feel fly.
So worth it.
Everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Knaus in good company for Hall induction. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
In the beginning was Daytona.
Here we go.
The birthplace of speed. The launch pad of legends. The great American race.
Oh, they're in the wall.
Every driver looking to be remembered.
Keep digging. Stay in the gas.
Every fan looking for something they'll never forget.
Let's go.
Daytona 500 at Daytona International Speedway, February 18th, 2024. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
It's only fitting that Chad Knaus, the crew chief who led Jimmy Johnson to a record-tying 7 NASCAR Cup Series championships, should be joining him as they are inducted together into the NASCAR Hall of Fame Friday night. The inclusion of Donnie Allison is also fitting, since Knaus worked with him as well in the early 90s.
Whether I go in or not, I'm here for Jimmy. I'm here to support him and be a part of this for him because I'm so proud of him. And that's why I went in there. I went in there, I was like, look, if I get it, great. But man, I know he's getting it, and I want to be there for him when they announce his name. So that was really awesome. And I've known Donnie since I worked for Stanley Smith in Chelsea, Alabama. I've known Donnie for a really long time as well, so it was really pretty cool to be going in there with those guys.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji aluminum-free dry spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Packers return to the practice field this afternoon, getting ready for Saturday night's divisional playoff matchup against the 49ers in San Francisco. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Quarterback Jordan Love has come a long way since the start of the season, being able to read defenses and get the offense in and out of favorable situations.
I've been around a lot of quarterbacks that don't ever want to change the protection or just struggle with it, quite frankly, and just the amount of work that he's put in. But he always learns. That's the one thing I'll tell you about him, is he learns from his mistakes and he learns from his successes, and he just comes in with a great mindset every day.
That's Matt LaFleur. Bucks shoot for their 4th straight win tonight. They'll take on the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Jay Crowder returning to the Bucks lineup after missing most of the season after undergoing core muscle surgery. 8th-ranked Badger men's basketball team lost for the first time in Big Ten play last night, falling 87-83 at Penn State. They'll host Indiana Friday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Number one versus number one in boys basketball certainly lives up to the hype. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
It was perhaps the game of the year in the state of Wisconsin, and Saturday's non-conference boys basketball matchup between Wisconsin Lutheran and host Apeer did not disappoint. Riding a 42-game overall winning streak as the defending Division I state champions, Apeer has been the top-ranked team in the WISSports.net D1 coaches poll all season. Undefeated as well, including a win over rival Pewaukee, Wisconsin Lutheran entered as the number one team in Division II. The visiting Vikings led 26-20 at halftime, and the game remained close the entire way, with Wisconsin Lutheran holding on for a 70-68 win. Duke commit Con Knipple, one of the favorites for the state's coveted Mr. Basketball, was too much for Depeer, scoring 38 points, including 6 made three-pointers. Logan Reinfleisch added 12 for Wisco, while Badgers junior commit Zach Kinziger had a team-high 19 for Depeer. In another key Saturday game, Division III top-ranked St. Thomas More down Kenosha St. Joseph 79-58, with senior standouts Amari McCautry and Sokoa Canoe combining for 57 points. There's plenty of news and analysis to be found over at WISSports.net right now, including a look at some changes to proposed conference realignment from the WIAA, an updated football state record book, plus Mark Miller breaks down the top contenders for Mr. Basketball. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Therese-Line, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. A well-known albino white-tailed deer buck that had been seen for more than 10 years in the Burnett County town of Scott recently was found dead. It's believed the buck died of natural causes. The lack of snow aided a local family in finding the white buck lying on a hillside. I'll share more details when we return. But first...
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Welcome back. For the past 14 or 15 years, the King has been a majestic albino white-tailed buck living in the Spooner area. But time even catches up with royalty. The local legend recently passed away in the Burnett County town of Scott. A thin six-pointer at the time he died of old age, the albino was once a massive 12-pointer, admired by many for more than a decade. He was a legend in northwest Wisconsin. News of the buck's passing caused a ripple across the township, even throughout the region. Only a few hours after being announced on the Spooner Advocate Facebook page, more than 300 people had commented and shared, with photos and videos pouring in. Washburn County Highway Commissioner Brian Danielson found the deer not long after it passed. He notified a local Wisconsin conservation warden, and there are plans to have the white-tailed deer preserved with a full body mount. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The worst of the cold is over, and now wind chills will climb to feeling like near zero. With more clouds building in today, it's acting as a blanket, keeping us warmer. This means by tomorrow, we'll feel our actual temperatures. But still, it's sweater weather, and we don't thaw out until next week. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 10 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we're having a conversation today about the captivity, shall we say, of how the soybean meal kind of held control of these markets. But not just the soybean meal. China, the economy there, the movement of export grains. And of course, on the flip side, it's been about this weather and the concerns for the livestock market. A lot that we're going to look at today. Excited to have Arlen Suderman joining us. Arlen is with StoneX. So maybe, Arlen, start right there. This soybean meal kind of from the get-go is kind of was leading the direction that we're going to see these grains trade today.
Yeah, I certainly did weigh down. And so, you know, we saw an update yesterday, but today it turned the other direction and hard and fast. And it just comes down to supply and demand, and the supply is there greater than the demand right now. So the price is going down, trying to find it. Big break in meal prices. We did see a bounce in oil as we kind of corrected that meal oil relationship, that spread. I think some of the weakness in meal was probably due to the bounce in the oil as well. But frankly, beans really took it on the chin and doing more damage there. And I think that, as I'm working the Fort Wayne Farm Show today, that's the biggest thing that has farmers down here today, is just the big break in bean prices and how many more beans that they have to sell. And I tell them, you know, the problem is not how many more beans you have to sell, but the problem is you're trying to sell against the same market that the Brazilian farmer is selling against the Chicago market. And the Brazilian farmer is even further behind in marketing his beans and his corn crop than what you are. And so he's looking for a rally to sell. So every time we get a little bit of a strength or hesitation in this down market, they're selling into that as well. And that's a problem for trying to get any type of a bounce in these markets, because there's so many farmers on both sides of the equator looking to sell that bounce when it happens.
So as you look at the kind of the overall picture, and you were doing some interesting looking when it came to data and China with exports, we're not sitting in a good position right now.
No, not at all. And when we look at it, in fact, you know, we've got a couple offices in China, one in Shanghai and one in Beijing. And one of the things that we get from our people there is calculations every day of what their different options are for buying soybeans for the buyers there. And that's taken into account currency exchange rates, freight rates, which obviously vary depending on where they're getting them shipped, et cetera. And so we look at how competitive are U.S. beans versus Brazil and Argentina. And if you look at soybeans for February shipment, which is what their buyers are looking at now, February, March shipment, they have two options. They can buy from the U.S. Gulf, they can buy from the PNW too, but they're pretty fully utilizing that. But if they're buying from the U.S. Gulf versus Brazil, Brazilian soybeans are about $1.75 cheaper than U.S. Gulf soybeans for February shipment. If you look at March shipment, those Brazilian beans are $2 a bushel cheaper than U.S. Gulf soybeans. And what that says is the cash market in Brazil is not worried about the crop being too short there to supply the demand. Not worried at all. And while we've been looking at prices dropping here, they've been dropping even faster in Brazil. And so that's a real problem now as we look at trying to get competitive. The market here is to find a price where we can be competitive, and that means it could be much lower. Does it mean we're going down $1.75 a bushel? Not necessarily, no. But it does mean that there are more downside risks than upside risks right now. We do have good, strong domestic demand, but we still need some of that export demand, and that's a problem for us right now with South America expanding production.
So how do you see our higher dollar? I mean, that's got to be a negativity towards us when it comes to export opportunities, but it keeps moving.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And we've seen the dollar gain here the last couple of days, trading its highest level in over a month since December 13th, so about 5 weeks. And that's really created a lot of headwinds for the grain and oilseed markets as well as even the energy market. So even though we have a lot of growing geopolitical risks, which we could talk about, the strong dollar is what's created a lot of headwinds the last couple of days. And as I look at how far we came down on a lot of these prices yesterday, looking at the data today showed that open interest took a big jump, meaning there was a lot of managed money that came into the market yesterday putting on short or sold positions, and I anticipate the same was true today.
So then, Arlen, what's your take on the current status of the Chinese economy?
Well, China's economy has trouble. Are there positive aspects to this economy? Yes. But one of the big concerns is the property sector. And property makes up about 40% of the average household's assets. So therefore, when property is going down in value in China, the average consumer says, oh no, we're losing value in our assets. We need to be careful how we spend. We're worried, and we certainly don't want to make big purchases like a new car or a new home or something like that. So their economy continues to slide. We've seen a decrease in values of home prices, I believe, for 24 consecutive months now in China. We're seeing consumer buying start to pull back. They are still spending money on near-term things like taking trips, going to concerts and the movies and stuff like vacation, but they're not making the big purchases, and they're being very careful about goods and services that they purchase. And that's the primary problem with China's economy right now.
All right, well, stick around, folks. We come back. We're going to continue diving into what we saw as some of the movers and shakers of this Wednesday midweek trade. Of course, markets closed on Monday, so we're playing some catch-up with reports that we would normally receive. And, of course, speaking of reports, we have a cattle on feed report as well that comes out on Friday afternoon. Of course, excited, Arlen is joining us on location, and we've got a lot more coming up. Stick around. It is the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continues this afternoon with Arlen Suderman with StoneX. And Arlen, you know, we look at the way these grains have finished up and kind of want to talk a little bit more about China. Is there anything else in this economy and happenings in China that you want to talk about that's affecting and will affect our trade?
Well, I think one of the things that's relevant is the fact that we've seen such a turn in the population of China to where their population is in decline. And we've been talking about that, but data that came out this week showing that their population's falling faster than what we first thought. So that means fewer consumers, and that also means problems for the economy, but it also means less meat consumption. We know that per capita pork consumption has been going down. We know that the government has been dictating that they use less soy meal in their rations, taking it down to 12.5% inclusion rate by next year versus they used to be at 17%. So all those factors mean less soybean meal going into China, less soybeans going into China to be crushed. So that's a long-term factor there. But it also means more problems for their economy overall. They are still growing, but at a very slow rate. That's tough for their big economy to handle at that slow rate. So it is a concern, and I think there's more reasons for continuing to diversify our demand away from China so that we're not as dependent upon them as what we once were.
Well, and that jump in hogs was right around 4.6% over what we saw a year ago. So that's got to mean they're getting a better handle on ASF, maybe.
Yeah, on ASF, they're managing it with strong biosecurity and really commercialize their farms. Prior to 2018, when ASF really became a problem there, most of their hog production, I would say 85% of it, was in small farms, just a handful of sows and raising the pigs from it. And now the overwhelming majority has gone commercial. Do they still have ASF there? Yes. Does it sometimes get into those big facilities? Yes. But as a whole, they are managing it. And I know that about 3 months ago, there were rumors that they were having a much bigger outbreak of ASF, a new variant. This is worse than before. We simply did not see that as being the case, and it didn't turn out to be the case. Does it come back every winter and create more problems? Yes, but I would say they're managing it, and so the bigger problem is the drop in demand.
All right, look at this cattle market. The straw, I mean, nice to see them turn around, except for the February live cattle at the last minute, and see some higher numbers at the close. But weather from a trade perspective, I mean, we talked about this during the midday today. Computers don't know whether it's snowing or not, but we do. How do you see those two correlating and finally getting some recognition that there might be some struggles in these feedlots?
Yeah, I don't know. The market's priced in a lot of problems. I don't think they fully recognize the scope of that. I think that's going to take now as we get carcass weight data really showing it and slaughter data. The slaughter data we're starting to see, I think the market's just been assuming, well, that's just because it's been tough to really transport cattle in, and that's been because of shortened slaughter schedules, because of getting workers into plants. But I think as we get over the next week to 10 days, we're going to start seeing a lot more data showing just how much weight has been lost by these cattle out in the elements. As the animals focus, take their focus away from putting on weight to just maintaining their body in the cold. And they've lost a lot of weight, as you've indicated, we were talking off the air, maybe up to 100 pounds. That has to be regained now. That's more feed consumption, so that'll help the corn feed consumption. That's a positive there. But that's lost gain for the feeder. That's going to hurt them, but it's taken a lot of meat off the market. We have seen the product market traded. Product market has really tightened it up and traded sharply higher. That's a positive. The board has priced a lot of that. Now we need to see how the data actually comes in and see if the board has more adjustments to make.
So what do you see as some of the biggest movements, especially when we have another front that's set to come in? And this doesn't just affect cattle movement. It affects hog movement as well to processing facilities.
Yeah, we've got one more big cold surge, it looks like, before we start moderating temperatures. And that's going to continue to impact performance of both cattle and hogs. Even though hogs are in confinement, it still does affect them and keeping those, trying to keep those buildings going. It's a bigger problem for cattle. So we got one more round to go, it looks like, and then we can start moderating temperatures, moderating conditions somewhat, and really get a full assessment on things.
All right, Arlen, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
On X, formerly Twitter, my handle is ArlenFF101, or they can come to StoneX.com and catch me there.
All right, safe travels back as you head back from the farm show there. We appreciate your time. Arlen Suderman's been joining us today. As we always remind you, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that's the Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, it's 2024 and time to get a new vehicle for the new year. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know where 2023 went, but 2024 is here, and now is the time to get yourself a nice new or used vehicle to go on vacation, to go to grandma's house. So we've got a great selection of new cars. We've got new Broncos in stock. We got new pickups in stock, and we got a great selection of used cars, factory program cars. We got Edges, Explorers in stock. So come and see us, folks. Tom Heffernan Ford in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Last week, officials at the USDA announced a big boost in spending to identify and support new markets for American agricultural commodities. The Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Program will each receive millions, and I'll have the details after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Last Monday, officials at the USDA announced new funding for the Market Access Program and the Foreign Market Development Program, with those two groups receiving $203 million to help expand export markets for U.S. food and ag commodities.
Daniel Whitley, USDA's Foreign Ag Service Administrator, says these types of investments have a history of providing strong returns for ag exports, noting that for each dollar invested in export market development, U.S. ag exports have increased by more than $24. The largest tranche of funding, nearly $174 million, will be distributed by the Market Access Program to 68 nonprofits and cooperatives. Those groups will use the funds for brand and customer promotion initiatives in this next fiscal year. Cotton Council International received the largest allocation at $14.7 million. The U.S. Meat Export Federation and the Food Export Association of the Midwest both are slated for more than $10 million in funding. On the other end of the spectrum, however, many groups, including the National Industrial Hemp Council and the Mohair Council, will receive allocations of between $134,000 and $202,000. The remainder of the funds, $27 million, will be distributed by the Foreign Market Access Program to 20 agriculture producer trade associations. Now, this will come in the form of a spending match for expenses related to promoting commodity consumption overseas. For every dollar in federal funding these groups receive, they will have to have kicked in $2.50 on their own. USDA officials say this latest round of investments complements the Regional Agricultural Promotion Program announced last year. Josh Baitke, policy editor at Farm Progress, reports that the Regional Ag Promotion Program will eventually fund $1.2 billion in programs to help exporters reach non-traditional markets and to strengthen existing relationships. I'll have more details when we come back.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Well, that's a $200 million investment in new markets for ag products from the USDA, and more funding is expected as applications for the Regional Ag Promotion Program are still being accepted through February 2nd of this year. That program could push as much as $300 million into export promotion for U.S. commodities. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. Made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The worst of the cold is over, and now wind chills will climb to feeling like near zero. With more clouds building in today, it's acting as a blanket, keeping us warmer. This means by tomorrow, we'll feel our actual temperatures. But still, it's sweater weather, and we don't thaw out until next week. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 10 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
My Maria,
come a long, long way. I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway.
By your grace. flag and stone and where I feel you anyway. I drive your truck, I roll every window down and I burn up every back road in this town. I find a field, I tear it up till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yes, sometimes I drive your truck.
Sing along.
You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDA.
I don't know about you, but I never come into this spot on a Thursday before 10 o'clock. But I thought, what the hell, why not? I don't know about you, but I never walk up and talk to a stranger. But when I saw you, I had to, I just had to. Girl, I know your favorite beer, 'cause you told me and I bought it. You can leave me sitting right here, but if you feel like talking. What's your name, what's your sign, what's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo, Bible verse say? Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything back. What's your dream job, girl, where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? And are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about you. I don't know about you. We can dip, we can slip out the bay. Leave the scene, put your feet on my dash. Find a spot past the railroad tracks and never look back. But before that, what's your name, what's your sign, what's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo, Bible verse say? Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything back. What's your dream job, girl? Where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? And are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about you. Got my heart beating in this bar. Now we can jump in, fall into something. And the perfect place to start is, what's your name, what's your sign, what's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo, Bible verse say? Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything back. What's your dream job, girl? Where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? And are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything till there's nothing.
something I don't know about.
Tell me everything, tell me everything, tell me everything, till there's nothing I don't know about. Tell me everything, tell me everything, tell me everything, till there's nothing I don't know about you.
Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her. She made leaving me look easy. I wish she'd made it look a little harder. I took her out of Texas when she was just a girl. But old Tennessee and me couldn't take Texas out of her. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee, if I could move Texas easy, then she'd be here with me, and then nothing else would come between the two of us, if Dallas was in Tennessee.